Hi, this is Yoga Chat. This is the first episode, and I'm still trying to figure out what to do. This is Joni, a.k.a. the Accidental Yogist, which is why the name of the show is Yoga Chat with the Accidental Yogist. It's May 11th, Wednesday, 1 o'clock, or sometime after, and today is also my daughter's birthday. Happy birthday, Christina! So this is a lot of good stuff happening today. Anyway, I'm here with Felicia Tomasco, editor of LA Yoga Magazine. I don't know if her... Oh, let me turn on her microphone so she can say something.
Hi, Accidental Yogist. It's an honor to be in this studio, in this kind of studio with you. Often we're in a yoga studio practicing together, but here we are in a radio studio.
I know. This is kind of interesting. Now, the funny thing is both of us were running late. I was coming from the West Side, and Felicia was coming from a media event over...
I was at the Grammy Museum at LA Live, where the Bob Marley exhibit is opening today.
Yeah, it's also, it happens to be the anniversary, was this his birthday or the anniversary of his death? I can't remember what today is. Bob Marley. But regardless.
Regardless, Bob Marley.
We love Bob Marley, and Felicia was really hoping that she could get an interview with Ziggy Marley, but I guess it didn't
Another
work
day.
Out, which is too bad, because I was hoping that she'd talk about it today, about how it went. But anyway, what you just heard, by the way, was Jata Dance from DJ Drez. And the reason why I decided to start the show with his music is because I was approached, about a month or so ago by a DJ on Kill Radio, Nick Richard. And he asked me if I wanted to do a yoga show, be on a yoga talk show, whatever it was, and I told him I'd think about it. And I happened to be in a yoga class, and it was during that class that I decided, yeah, why not? You know, this would be great. This would be fun. And one of the people in the class was Marty, DJ Drez's wife. And so right after Shavasana, I got up and said, guess what? I'm going to do a radio show. So it seemed to me appropriate anyway to play her husband's music, Drez. And I talked to him, and he was all positive about it. And he said, sure, play whatever you want. So there we go.
But I think it's also important to remember that DJ Drez's music is played a lot by many yoga teachers in yoga classes. And I know both of us have been in yoga classes where he's actually been the live DJ during class. And it's also appropriate because more and more teachers are using music, and music has a great effect on our practice during yoga class.
It does. All of a sudden, I have nothing to say. Okay, so I was thinking that every show should have a topic. And so since this is the first show, I think the topic should be your first time. Your first time, whatever it is that you do. So let's talk to Felicia and ask her, what was it like the very first yoga class you taught? What were you thinking? What did you do?
The first yoga class I taught?
Yeah, you did. How long ago was that, by the way?
You know, I started teaching 14 years ago. I finished my yoga teacher training 14 years ago. And when I did my teacher training, and I did my teacher training in Colorado, we had to practice teach, or we had to teach to the group during our training. So I don't know whether to include that, but I'll just say I was really nervous, and I was probably really nervous for years. I may be still really nervous now. But I think the thing for me, my first time teaching, and it's something that I still remember now, is to always remember my practice and what's important about my practice when I teach, and to come from that place of remembering why I practice and what I practice. So that took place in my first class, and that thought process takes place now, and our phone is ringing.
Yeah, the phone is ringing, and so let's see who's calling in. Just a second.
Yoga Chat, this is Joni.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, baby. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Are you calling
from work?
I heard
you earlier. Yeah.
Do they know?
Well, yeah, I guess so, but it's okay.
Well, thanks for calling. I'm so glad you're the first one to call.
Talk about first times.
I know.
First time in the radio studio.
Yeah.
First time for the daughter to call in.
I know. My baby. So how was your birthday cake today?
It was fine. It was just a little bit of cake. It wasn't a whole lot of cake, which is good because my coworkers can't eat that much. You know.
Describe the cake, by the way. The only reason why I know about the cake is you posted it on Facebook.
Well, it wasn't a huge cake. There's only 7 of us in the office, so it's an Australian cake. It's a sponge cake rolled in chocolate and then rolled in coconut shavings, and it's called a Lamington. And so, I guess it's a popular cake in Australia.
Did they know you wanted it, or how did you end up with that cake?
I ordered it.
You ordered your birthday cake?
Well, yeah, because I knew the guy that runs the restaurant, and so I knew that I wanted to have that for my birthday, so I talked to him, and he, you know, he took my order, and he threw in a bunch of free stuff and free delivery because it was my birthday, so whatever.
Cool. Okay, you might as well mention the name of the restaurant since he gave it to you for free.
Well, it's in Boston, Mom.
That's okay.
K.O. Catering and Pies.
So next time I go to Boston, I'll get something from there.
Yeah.
Great. Did you send me some?
Send you some what?
Cake.
Can I send you cake?
It'd be nice. I had to find it here then. Then I can celebrate remotely with you.
We should have brought some cake into the studio.
I know, we should have.
Hey, Joni, I think you should ask your daughter about her first yoga class that she attended.
Oh, my God, that's true. Yeah. Okay, what did you do for your first yoga class? Or what was
my
your first yoga class?
My first yoga class was, I think it was you were visiting me in Boston, and there was Karma Yoga Studio in Harvard Square, and it always looked like a really cool place to go. It had, like, a tea bar, and it had, like, the espresso wood everywhere, and it just looked like a really zen place to go. So we took a relaxing yoga class, and I thought it was really boring, and I was like, oh, I don't want to do yoga anymore because this just isn't challenging enough. And so I didn't do yoga for maybe 2 years, and then I broke up with my boyfriend of 4.5 years, and my friend was like, oh, let's do yoga. It'll take your mind off everything. And I was like, well, you know, I've done it before. I wasn't really into it. But then we did hip-hop yoga at Back Bay Yoga in Boston. And it was great because we had the pop music going. It kind of made things more exciting for me. And, you know, you're doing sun salutations to Eminem. And Lynn's just a fun teacher. She'll say stuff like, you know, make sure that your butt's not sticking out. You want, like, a Cameron Diaz butt. Tuck it in. You don't want a Beyonce butt. And I don't know. She just made yoga so much more interesting for me, and I got into it. And ever since then, I've been doing it more regularly. And I just signed up for a 31-in-31 yoga class at Prana Power Yoga in Cambridge, and that's one yoga class every day. And I haven't been doing it, but I'm trying to. It's just, you know, it's birthday time and lots of deadlines, so I have to fit it in when I can.
Did you start your 31 days, or can you wait until you start the 31 days?
It's supposed to be the month of May, so,
ooh,
you know, I've gone maybe twice so far.
Can you double up to make up for what you didn't
get? You can take as many classes a day as you want to make up for it.
But what do you get after doing 31 days? Do they give you anything?
I guess you get to go to a party, and you get a free month, or not a free month, a free week in June, but I don't care really, so there's no real incentive for me to do 31 and 31 other than just, it would be good for me.
Oh. You know, Lynn was here in L.A., and I tried to catch up with her in class, but apparently she got busy doing stuff like most tourists do, so I never got to see her, which is too bad.
Yeah.
Because it sounds like she's the one who does the Madonna and Gaga and all kinds
of
theme classes,
Lady Gaga,
right?
Yoga.
Wow, that was fun. I wish she could come out here and teach a class. We should probably try to get a studio to host her.
Yeah. Well, you know, we have Yoga with Glee coming up here in L.A. on Saturday.
That's true. That's with
Yoga the Musical.
Lady Yoga.
Lady Yoga and
Gaga Yoga.
Well, this one's going to be Glee. We're going to be singing songs from Glee while doing yoga. That's going to be really cool.
I play Glee music during yoga.
Do you?
Before. Yeah, sometimes. It depends. She played it during the relaxing yoga. She played the Gwyneth Paltrow Landslide.
Now, this one's going to be more
like actually musical, where you sing along with Dean Logan Selgin and Lady Yoga, or Selkin and Lady Yoga.
Felicia's reading her notes here.
I'm reading the flyer.
There, she's reading the flyer.
And so songs from Glee, where you'll actually, like, sing during the yoga class. And you can even download lyrics to the song at www.yogathemusical.com. And they'll bring, you know, the lyrics in. So if you, in case you forget the words to your favorite song that's featured on Glee, you can not only listen to it but sing it during class. It's a good way to celebrate.
Yeah, and of course, you know, you can't have a Glee musical class without Don't Stop Believing. So definitely, she says there's going to be Journey. There's going to be everything there is. It's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to it. It's next weekend,
it's
right?
It's Saturday, May 14th, from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. It's this weekend, and it's at Liberation Yoga.
That's on La Brea.
La Brea, $20 in advance, $25 if you walk in. You can RSVP at yogathemusical@gmail.com. Have you RSVP'd yet, Joni?
No, not yet.
Is this going to be your first Glee class? We're talking about first classes. It's Saturday. I know you're an avid Glee fan.
I know. I just watched the episode last night, and I wanted to watch it a second night. It was prom night on Glee.
So when was your first night watching Glee? If we talk about first time.
Oh, well, the very first day it came out. No, it was. I don't think I watched it right away. I don't remember.
Who got you into it?
Somebody mentioned it, and I said, oh, I was in Glee Club in high school, so it's like, what the heck, you know, I got to watch it just to support the Glee people, and I've been hooked ever since. So anyway, Christine, I'm going to let you go.
Okay.
So only because you're
I'll keep listening to your radio station while I'm doing work.
Thank you, and happy birthday again.
Happy birthday.
Thanks, Mom.
Bye.
Okay, so there goes one, my first call. Anybody else? Everybody else who's been calling ahead of time, and I said call back. You can call now. So anyway, my first time. Okay,
what's your first
time? My first yoga class. Okay, this was years ago. This was back in the 90s. And I was a runner then. Well, I guess I'm still a runner.
You're still a runner.
But I was a more avid runner then. I was a marathon runner. And
then you actually ran marathons?
I actually ran marathons instead of walking rather marathons. Than walked and run them. And so somebody had said, you know, yoga is very good for you. Yoga stretching is good for you. It gives you flexibility. And I was a member of a club that was right in the building where I worked. So I said, sure, let me try this yoga thing. Unfortunately, I think the yoga class was at 7 o'clock in the morning or something, some god-awful time, which for me, everybody knows, I'm not awake at 7 in the morning. So I think I took
Unless
I've stayed up all night and I happen to be up.
Facebook.
So I think what happened is that I went to class, I was half asleep, and all I remember her was ringing, you know, some bell and saying chanty stuff, and just to me, it wasn't an interesting experience. I thought, oh, this is kind of fun, but I would rather sleep. So I think I may have done it one more time, but I think the problem with yoga at the time was it was the wrong time. It was just too early for me. So I didn't pick it up again until much, 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 much later. I think I went with a friend, my friend Brian. He invited me to yoga class because we had a fellow running friend, Matt Reyes, who was teaching yoga at the time. So I took his class. And again, that was more fun. But
That was also hip-hop.
No, it was prior to hip-hop.
It was prior to hip-hop yoga?
He was teaching at a gym, which is now True Yoga, but that was before it was True Yoga. And so
at the Yahoo Center?
At the Yahoo Center, yeah. And again, it was something that, yeah, this is kind of fun, but I couldn't get into it. And it wasn't till I had the ski accident, tore my ACL, had it reconstructed, lost all flexibility in the knee, that I decided, okay, if I want to keep running, I need to do something about the knee. And I decided to take up yoga as rehab. And that's when it stuck. So needless to say, I've been to many yoga classes since then. Some I like, some I don't like, but it's always fun. I think I have yoga ADD, and I have to keep changing up my practice, which is why I get really excited when I hear about classes with Glee, classes with Madonna, classes with Gaga. It just makes it a little more interesting. Or live music, like Felicia was talking about, when Drez comes and plays, you know, his music. In fact, what class have I gone to recently? I think every week there is live music somewhere in L.A., and it's just a matter of knowing which teachers tend to do it more often.
Yeah, I think there's live music somewhere everywhere in L.A. I know Wednesday nights, Micheline Barry often has live music in her 7:30 class at Exhale.
Does she do Mondays, too?
Yeah, but I don't know if she has live music on Mondays.
Uh-huh.
I think she has music on Wednesdays.
Wednesdays, yeah.
Or live music on Wednesdays. But there are many other people that will often have live music in class.
Speaking of live music, I was hoping that Ina V would call, only because I took a class recently. She had a goddess class at Exhale recently where she played her Earth Prayer. And I'll give her some chance to call in, because I wanted her. She went on tour recently, and I wanted her to talk about how that was going. But until she does,
she's actually played for one of my yoga classes before.
Did she?
Yeah, I've had music in my yoga classes at Yoga Glow and at Yogis Anonymous. When I'm at Yogis Anonymous for restorative on Sunday nights, not every week, but I often have live musicians. But Ina and her partner Howard played for one of my classes at Yoga Glow, and we loved it.
Yeah, so anyway, in the meantime, I'm going to play her Earth Prayer, just because I have it queued up here on my phone, and hopefully she'll call in and maybe we can chat when the song's over. So let's see how this goes. Is it playing? There we go.
Feel it all. We come from the light, and to it we shall return. We are the one, and in this truth we live, here and now upon the earth. This is our within a soul. We can find strength. Together we rise and face the wind. We awaken when we listen to Earth's call. Don't sleep tonight. We have a thousand songs to sing. These ancient sounds, they lift us out of suffering.
sun. In the north, the shining elders. And the south, our mother's womb. To those above and below us, to the seen and unseen, those who have walked before and after, we ask your assistance to live simply. Please forgive us, for we know not what we do, and we thank you for all you help us through.
That was Earth Prayer with, I'm trying to monkey with the volume here. That was Ina V's Earth Prayer. And the reason behind that was after the Gulf oil spill back last year and all the damage that it did, she felt that she had to do something to make amends to Mother Earth about what had happened. And that came about. You could read about it, actually, in the LA Yoga magazine, which I brought. I brought the latest issue here, which I'm going to have Felicia talk about, because, after all, it is her magazine.
Yeah, but your article about Ina V's Earth Prayer appeared in the April issue of LA Yoga Magazine.
Last month's issue.
Which you can still read online at layogamagazine.com.
Well, hold on. Let's take this phone call, and just a second.
Yoga chat with Joni, or the accidental yogist. Who's this? Okay, now people are calling and they're not talking.
Oh.
There you are. Who are you? Who's this?
It's Ina.
Ina!
Hi, Ina. Welcome to the radio.
Yay. Okay, good. You're going to talk your music up better than we can.
Yeah, we're talking about first times for things, and this is your first time on tour.
Can you hear me?
Can you hear me, Joni?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Can you hear me, Ina?
You know what? Can I call you in like 10 minutes because I'm in the Redwoods?
Yeah, that's why. Sure.
You're touring.
You're touring the Redwoods.
In Santa Cruz?
Beautiful. Okay, do that. Call us back as soon as you can.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
So in the April issue of LA Yoga Magazine, Joni wrote about Ina V's Earth Prayer Project, and you can still read that online at layogamagazine.com.
Is there a digital version of that issue?
Oh, yeah, there is. And LA Yoga now has a digital version in addition to our print version, and the digital edition's website is www.layoga/digital or layoga.com/digital or digital.
Well, look it up.
Oh, man, yeah.
It's so new that neither of us remembers what it is.
Talk about first times. First time knowing the address of your own website.
I know.
It's like knowing your phone number, right? It's like, when do you ever call your phone number? And then people ask you for your phone number.
Well, it's like, I don't know Felicia's phone number only because I programmed it once and I saved it once in my phone and I just, you know, do an instant dial every time.
So I don't know your phone number either, Joni.
Yeah, so I would be lost. I actually had to write Felicia's number down in my notebook right here. So if I had to call her for whatever reason, since she was going to be the guest today, I have it. But anyway, go ahead and talk about the magazine while I'm trying to look up the address of your digital edition.
So LA Yoga Magazine has been published for
9 years now. We're in our 10th year, and our purpose is to bring together community in Los Angeles. And I'm a little bit biased, but I do believe that Los Angeles, and indeed all of Southern California, has a vibrant, exciting, innovative yoga community that fuses together the practice of yoga as well as conscious music, conscious film, and ways that we can actually make a difference in our world. That yoga goes beyond just what we do in the studio on the mat, but how we actually live our lives. It's layoga.com/digital, so it's actually different than our regular website. So our regular website is layogamagazine.com.
Is there a link to it?
It's LA, not LA Yoga Magazine, layoga.com. /digital or digital, or it's LA Yoga. No, it's layoga/digital. Boy, I'm glad I'm not having to remember your phone number, Joni. That would be bad.
I know. We're still trying.
We're still trying to remember the website. It's a good thing we can remember how to do like downward facing dog.
Is there a link from your website to it?
No, but there will be soon.
Ah. See, the only reason why I found it the last time is because you posted it on Facebook, so I clicked on the link.
Yeah, you can become a fan of LA Yoga Magazine on Facebook. There we go. LAYoga/digital.com, and you can look at our May issue and our April issue, both the full issue online, and just check out what's going on in the community and also read about teachers, practices, music, film, and positive solutions that we need in the world today.
And this month's issue is all about riding your bike, because just in case you didn't know, May is Bike Month. In fact, next week is Bike to Work Week, where we encourage people, if you have a bike, to ride your bike to work. And if you can't, for whatever reason, I mean, I've met people who live on the West Side and work in Burbank or vice versa, and by the time they get to work, it would probably be time for lunch. I'd say that, you know, if you could ride your bike maybe when you get home, you know, ride your bike to the gym, ride your bike to the grocery store, ride your bike to a bar. I mean, do something. Get on the bike. It's good for you. It's good exercise. It's good for the environment.
You save money on parking.
You save money on parking.
And find somebody to bike pool with.
Like Felicia and I do all the time when we can, because we both live in Santa Monica. We live close to each other, and we do often take yoga classes and other things nearby. So it's a good thing, and you can chat while you're talking, which is kind of interesting, especially if you're biking together at midnight after kirtan at Bhakti Yoga Shala.
Yeah, it's nice to have somebody to bike with, and then you're on the road together, you keep each other motivated, you're shared lights. It's also a safety issue, especially biking at midnight. When you bike with other people, I definitely feel safer.
Yeah, it is. So on the cover, actually, is Christy Christensen of Exhale on her bike by the beach. If we only all looked that good while we were on our bikes. I mean, I don't know. I'd need to work out every day, and I still wouldn't look that good, I think. The picture's by Robert Sturman, a well-known photographer in the LA yoga world. Articles inside the magazine. I'm trying to remember what...
biking. Why bike?
Why bike?
We also have some great information on kitchery, on food for energy, on how to maintain a healthy weight, and then also practices and thinking about how our spiritual practice, our yoga practice, our community helps us to have greater resilience. You know, it's easy to feel a sense of despair with everything going on in the world today. It sometimes can be feel a sense of despair just trying to get from one end of town to the other. So how do we maintain that resilience? And some of it is through community. Some of it is through meditation. Some of it is through just getting on the mat and doing a downward-facing dog and shifting our attitude.
Or parking your car and riding a bike.
Or parking your car and riding a bike.
Anyway, there's some offers that that Felicia put in the magazine that obviously you'd have to thumb through to find. But for the... however many listeners we have today, I'm turning up the volume just because it doesn't look loud enough. I think, five or so listeners that we have here, we're going to give you a cheat sheet. I think Felicia will probably clue you in on some deals that she has going on. And if you call in, you will get them.
So oh, yeah. Okay, well, there's some exciting things coming up in Los Angeles that are next.
Somebody's already calling. Wait.
Wait.
Okay, let's figure out who it is.
Yoga chat with the accidental yogist.
Yes, hello. This is DJ Drez. I heard that there's a yogi on the radio.
DJ Drez.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you? Where are you? I know you're out of town, right?
I'm actually in town. I'm leaving out of town day after tomorrow.
So I started off with your music, and I was trying to get something with Marty on it, but I just realized, I asked her on Facebook, actually, what were her favorite songs.
Let's ask him about his first time.
Yeah, we'll do. But anyway, it turns out that what she mentioned, I don't have. So now I have to get some CDs from you.
Okay, yeah. I'll get them to you. So I can get them to you today or tomorrow.
No rush. Anyway, okay, so today's topic is first time. So let's see. Your first time playing live, your kind of music, what was it like?
Wait, in a yoga class or just playing?
Ooh,
in a yoga class.
Let's talk about in a yoga class.
In a yoga class.
It was definitely an aha moment. Like, it was like, oh, I should be doing this, because I kind of thought about it, and I wanted to keep the two worlds separate, like my DJing and then my yoga practice and just everything and the music, but the first time was like, okay, this is something that I need to be doing. Like, it was a moment of fulfillment.
Was it?
Huh?
Where was it? Whose class was it, do you remember?
It was at Exhale.
It was? Whose class was it?
It was Kira. It was Kira Hagman.
How long ago was that? That wasn't too long ago, was it?
I don't know. It's been years at this point, but I'm actually not sure. I'm going to have to ask her.
Yeah, because it seems like you've been around forever. You know, the superstar and everything.
Well, I mean, in the hip-hop world and world music and all that, like, yeah, like, I've been DJing since... The first club I DJed was in 93.
Wow.
As far as DJing yoga classes, yeah. I don't know. I gotta figure that out.
Yeah. Yeah, because you've been almost a standby now. Like, everybody wants you to play live in their class.
Yeah, it's good. It's very much a blessing.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Do you have anything to ask, Drez, Felicia?
So you just came out with a new CD of music for yoga classes, is that right?
Did we lose him? Drez, did we lose you?
He's not even in the Redwoods and we lost him.
I know. And he's in L.A. He must have gone. East of the 405. Anyway, Drez, if you can hear us, call back. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Nina?
Is she calling us back?
Yeah, but I think my phone doesn't work.
Oh, no. Okay,
she's
so...
my phone, so...
We have Ina trying to call us back. Oh, okay, let's see who this one is.
If it's DJ Drez or Ina V.
Yoga chat for the accidental yogist. Who's this?
Hi, it's Drez again.
It's Drez again. We lost you.
Yeah, I was breaking up. I wasn't sure if I was there or not.
No. So I forgot what we were talking about.
Oh, we were talking about you have a new album that just came out, Drez?
What was that?
You have a new album. Tell us about your new album.
Oh, yeah. My most recent album is actually, it's not under DJ Drez, but it's the artist name is Sound Ambassador. And it's called Nyabingi Anahata Yoga, which is Nyabingi drums are traditional Rastafarian drums. And it's in every Nyabingi song, the drum is the same. It's a heartbeat.
Mm-hmm.
And so I mixed that with some Indian soundscapes. And I've been playing Nyabingi music and yoga classes for a long time. And it just made sense to kind of join kind of that, the whole Indian soundscape and the Nyabingi heartbeat and yoga all just kind of made sense. So Yeah, that's my most recent project.
Who are the people on the album with you?
Yeah, I'll get it to you as soon as I can.
No, who are the people on the album with you?
Oh, who are the people? Sorry, I lost you a little bit.
That's okay.
A drummer named Zulu, another drummer named Irie, and then I played drums on it as well, and then just soundscapes that I created from various secret sources.
Secret sources.
Yeah.
So this sounds like this is your first time as the sound ambassador, right?
It is.
There it is, another first time.
Yeah, exactly. That's very recent.
Yeah. Now you have clips of it on your website, right?
Do I?
Do you? Or at least on iTunes, maybe?
iTunes, yeah, for sure, yeah. All my music is available on iTunes.
Yeah, DJ Drez, Drez.
That's right.
Okay, well, I'm going to let you go because I think I hear your son trying to get your attention.
Yes, he is actually smacking me in the side right now and trying to beat me up. So,
well, say hi to Marty for me.
I will. All right, have a beautiful first show.
Thank you, and I'll talk to you soon.
Cool, thanks. Bye.
Bye.
So I just want to mention something that before our next caller calls in, an event in the that's listed in the magazine that has a special offer coming up at the Conga Room. Karsh Kalay and DJ Chebby Shabbat are going to be here on Friday, May 27th, and you can get $5 off your ticket price by putting in the code LA Yoga on the website. So if you go to the Conga Room's website and you want to buy tickets for Karsh Kalay and DJ Chebby Shabbat on Friday, March 27th, or March 26th, May?
May.
Huh. This is the first time I don't even know what month it is. So Friday, May 26th, please put in the code LA Yoga to get $5 off your ticket price. Okay, I'm going to hand it back to the Occidental Yogist with Ina V on the line.
Okay, I have Ina V back on the line. She came out of the Redwood Forest, or wherever she is, and now she's probably laying on the beach in Santa Cruz.
I wish.
And she's going to be talking to us about her first touring experience.
I know, this is your first tour, so tell us how it's been so far. When did you leave L.A.?
We've been gone just a few days shy of 2 weeks.
And how's it been?
April 30th, I think it was. We left 2:30 in the morning. We closed the door and locked our house that we moved out of at 2:30 in the morning, slept a few hours, and drove up to Sebastopol and had our first gig that night.
Wow.
So it was pretty wild.
Did you get the trailer RV or whatever it is yet?
You know, we got an RV that a friend of ours loaned to us. And Howard just went down to L.A. for 24 hours and returned it and got back last night because it was just too cumbersome for us to have. So we're just letting go of more and more things as we get out on the road.
So where have you performed so far?
We played Sebastopol. We played San Rafael. We played Santa Cruz and SoCal. Weekend we're playing up in Oregon and Ashland and Bend, and played a couple of yoga studios, and it's just been awesome. It's been so amazing.
So what has been the response to your music? Did they hear about you previously and that's why they were there, or they wanted to see what it was all about, find out what you were all about?
It's been a little bit of both. We've had some people on the ground getting the word out and through social, you know, media and networking and flyers around towns that we've been playing in. And then, you know, we have a friend of ours who's helping connect us and connect the dots and set up some gigs along the way and get musicians and local musicians in town to play with us. And then some people have heard about us, which is really awesome, you know. This friend of ours, or this new friend of ours, I should say, who played percussion with us, at Daventry Yoga on Friday night, last Friday night in Santa Cruz. He was, he's also a massage therapist, and he was doing some body work for this woman, and he told her, yeah, at the end of their session, I'm going to play with Ina V. And she's like, I know who that is. I have some music. And so I think, you know, the music's starting to get out there, and definitely when we're playing these live shows, it's starting to spread the word, and it's just so exciting. It's really exciting. We're so grateful to be doing this, and it's a total adventure.
I can only imagine. So if you gave up the RV, what are you, you're going around in car with Sweetums the dog and everything?
I know. For the moment, like, for right now, we're staying with some dear friends of ours in Santa Cruz, but when we decided to, like, go to the RV, we certainly had more things that could fit into our car. So we are going to kind of wing it for the next 2 weeks and just be in our car. And then we're going to Hawaii for the month of June and playing over on the Big Island in Maui. And so we're not going to need any travel vehicle then. And when we come back, we'll probably get a larger vehicle to drive around in. We want to get some kind of hybrid vehicle, save on gas. And we just found that we don't want to be so cumbersome. The RV was getting in the way more than anything. And we're just letting go of more and more things. It's really incredible. More clothes, getting rid of more stuff, just having as simple essentials as possible and being as mobile as possible. And it's just opening up a lot of doors. So.
Well, that's great. Well, best of luck to you and to Howard.
Thank you.
Give
it's
Sweetums
so good to
a
hear
hug.
Your voice, Joni. I'm so proud of you for this radio program, and thanks for letting me be a part of the first one.
Yeah, Felicia says hi, too.
We had a
great time at your going away party. I hope the neighbors didn't complain about all the percussion coming from there.
No, they can't even hear. No.
No. No, it's funny because I think every musician, I think, in L.A. was in your house at the time.
Well, everyone thought we were so crazy doing that, like, a few days before we moved out. But we were like, we can't leave L.A. and all of our tribe without saying goodbye and having one last jam and one last hug session. So.
I know. That was fun.
Yeah.
Well, I'll talk to you again soon. I'm sure I'll find out what's going on. Maybe we get a free invite to Hawaii, too. Wouldn't that be nice?
Well, and check out my blog. It's inav.blogspot.com. I just posted my second blog today, and it's an extensive look into life on the road. And I've been having a lot of fun with writing it, and people are really enjoying hearing the personal stories and anecdotes. So,
nice.
If you want to hear more detail and the lessons learned on the road, you can read it about it there. So
good to know for all the aspiring musicians out there.
I know. It's definitely, I must say, it's not for the faint of heart, but we are having the time of our lives, and we are so grateful for you and Felicia and all our friends in LA, because we feel like we couldn't be doing this without the love and support of our community from home. So we're holding you guys deep in our hearts, and hope to share our music with you in the near future. At the minimum, we'll see you at Bhakti Fest,
definitely, yes, in September.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thanks a lot, Ina.
Thanks,
we'll talk
Joni.
To you soon.
Love you. Uh-huh. Okay.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Yeah. Okay, so we have...
So there's another event that's coming up in L.A., Mirabai Siba, and they are some really beautiful musicians, Angelica and Marcus, a married couple who do a fusion of sacred music and Mexican music and different kind of cultural things that really come together. And so they're a great example of a couple that brings together different world music influences into sacred chant. And they're going to be performing on Saturday, May 21st, at the church in Ocean Park at 235 Hill Street in Santa Monica. And you can check out for tickets, omcreations.com. And we have a pair of tickets that we can give away to one of our listeners here today. So if you call in at 213-252-0998, you can be the lucky winner of a pair of tickets to see this really gorgeous, gorgeous show.
And I'm going to play the music right now, and hopefully somebody will call while we're playing it. Here we go.
We were tweeting for our ticket contest.
We were trying to get people to call in, and it's funny, you know, right before the show started, everybody was calling, and I said, call back in 10 minutes, and now nobody's calling, which makes me wonder if the phone is on the fritz. But in the meantime, what time? We have like a whopping 10 minutes left to go in the show. Time has really flown by. And we have to make sure that Felicia gets to her car in time, too, because she's parked in a one-hour parking
lot. Yeah, I didn't bike today.
Actually, neither did I. We're both guilty of driving today.
Yeah, we're going to have to bike pool next week.
I know. We'll have to figure out how we're going to do this. So far, we don't have a phone caller.
So the tickets are still open.
Oh,
the phone is ringing. Somebody is going to win the tickets.
Yoga chat for the accidental yogis. This is Joni.
Hi, Joni. This is Darshana.
Darshana!
Hey. I'm calling in because I would like to get those tickets.
There you go.
Oh, this is great, Darshana. So you can see Mirabai Sebi, whose music we just played.
I can't hear.
Yeah, on Saturday, May 21st at the church in Ocean Park in Santa Monica. Are you available that day?
Yes, I am.
Great. So we will have you on the will call list for 2 tickets. And I think it's exciting that you called in to be our ticket winner today.
I know. It's you and a plus one.
Oh, thank you. That's great.
You can be dancing in the aisles and everything.
I'm sorry the line is not that. I can't hear you guys very clearly.
But we can hear you. Hopefully everybody else can hear you. But Darshana, since we have you on the line...
Yes.
I know you as a wonderful Ayurvedic chef.
Thank you.
Okay, so you have this weekly thing, which I think is going to go on hiatus for a while, but it was called Dinner with Darshana. When are you going to tell us about what it is so people can find out about it and hopefully show up for it?
It's all about... community coming together and sharing a meal, sharing our lives, and just an opportunity to sit together. Usually we get together for big parties, but in this case it's like, you know, having a small group so that there's more time to have an exchange of ideas, lives, and I love to cook for my friends, and this is a good opportunity for all of that to happen together.
So we're talking, so the topic of today's show is the first time. So when was the first time you did this? When did you start doing this? And do you have any people who show up on a regular basis?
Oh, there are many. I have a few friends who love to come for this as often as they can. And I started this 2 months ago. I think it's the 9th week. And it's been great. I am taking a little break from this right now because I'm going to go study a little bit more about nutrition. But I'm going to be back, and when I come back, it'll be a little more, I'll be adding some more elements to it about, you know, talking about food, what I make, sharing more about the food while we are at the dinner table.
So give an example of a menu that you have for a typical dinner.
Well, tonight I'm having one of the dinners tonight, and there is butternut squash soup, there's wild rice and cilantro with walnuts dressing, and I'm having a black-eyed pea soup too, and then there is a gluten-free chocolate cake.
Yum.
Yeah.
Yum. Well, I can't wait till you get started again. If they want to follow you, you're on Facebook, right?
Yes, I'm on Facebook. They can find me on Facebook, Darshana Thacker, and they can request for an invite to the dinner.
Yeah, and if anybody wants to find out more about it and can't find Darshana's site, just come to mine, and I'll give you the link to it. In the meantime, Felicia had to leave. Felicia says goodbye to you, Darshana. She gives you her love.
Bye, Felicia. See you soon.
And I'm going to get my hours about up. So I'm going to end the show, and I'll talk to you soon, Darshana. And congratulations on winning the tickets.
Thank you, Junie.
Okay.
Soon.
Bye.
Bye.
So this is me. I'm here by my lonesome. This is the end of our first show. My first show. So I am going to play out some music. Since the typical thing to do when you're starting a new endeavor is to chant to Ganesh, the remover of obstacles, I thought that I would play a chant to Ganesh from Premahara. I was talking to Kamaniya yesterday and asked her if I could play some of her music, and she says yes, she would be honored. So here we go, Devakinanda Gopala, and until next week, this is Yoga Chat with the Accidental Yogist.
Nanda Gopakumaraya Govindaya Namo Namaha. Krishnaya Vasudevaya Devaki Nandanaya cha Krishnaya Vasudevaya Devaki Nandanaya cha Vrinda Gopakumaraya Govindaya Namo Namaha Vrinda Gopakumaraya Govindaya Namo Namaha Krishnaya Vasudevaya Devaki Nandanaya cha
should know.